Welcome to the August edition of Monthly Movie Madness.
Madness, 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 madness.
Yeah, you suck at that.
Shut up. So this is our new once-a-month mini-feature in which we talk about the science fiction fantasy movies coming up. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to give you our scores, tell you what we think about them, and more or less what they're about. And that's it.
And that's about it.
So, first up, Jen. What's first up?
August 5th. Probably the only one I'm actually willing to watch this month as well, is Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, this is, of course, it's basically Rise of the Stoned Planet versus the Apes, because it's got Franco in it, and...
Yes, James Franco, always stoned.
Yeah, pretty much looks like he's always stoned. It's really hard to take him seriously as a scientist, even though he's getting, like, a PhD.
In like, five different things.
Yeah. So, anyway, so Rise of the Planet of the Apes is basically, it's just telling us the origin story of the planet.
Yep. The first Caesar or something. And granted, right. I've actually really loved pretty much every other Planet of the Apes film, except for that one with Mark Wahlberg that we will not ever speak of again. This one has, the very first trailer that I saw, I was convinced. It looks amazing. I mean, John Lithgow in it, playing, I think, James Franco's father. And it's supposed to be like a cure for Alzheimer's, but of course, it makes the apes super intelligent, and then they like go on a rampage. And the only thing that seems totally absurd about it is the fact that I'm almost positive there are not that many primates in San Francisco.
No, it's like there's 100 of them. Like, what did they? Does it help them super breed too?
I think there's even more than 100. I'm just saying. It really looks like a cubic butt ton of primates.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. That's the one thing that I don't understand is how do they take over the planet? Do they breed really fast? Do like the mutations make it so they're like cats? So they just like have litters of baby apes?
I don't know. All I'm saying is one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen is a gorilla throwing a freaking car change thingy. What are they called?
Meter? Parking meter?
A parking meter at a cop. I mean, that's
you
like,
drunk.
I'm not. It's epic looking. And this has some of the best, I mean, it's Andy Serkis, who's always great as, you know, body and facial. He's the one playing the ape. So
I mean, the CG's kind of like, I just really don't care. I'm a three for maybe for this.
I'm a four. I definitely want to see this one.
Yeah, I could take it or leave it, but... Yeah. But anyway, so let's move on. What is the next date?
August 12th.
For Final Destination 13,524, whatever number we're on.
Who knows?
You already know the premise.
I know.
A bunch
of dumb
teenagers are on a bridge and it falls, but they were supposed to die, but they didn't, and so death is coming for them. It's the same premise as all the other ones.
Yeah. Of course, and they just have to find new ways to die. I mean, that's really...
I mean, it's dumb. They do LASIK surgery thing, and it's like, oh, like the machine's going to blow her eyes out. And I think for me, it comes down to just, I just don't believe this.
However, the Candyman is in this movie, and he's kind of awesome. And terrifying.
He's in all of them, isn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Are you talking about the creepy old black guy?
Yes, he's
awesome. He's in all of them.
Is he in all of them?
Yeah,
wow.
He's like the creepy, like
he
at the funeral home
death.
Place or whatever. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, whatever. I haven't seen him since.
Whatever.
I think I watched the first and second. So yeah. I'm giving this a two.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be dumb. So it's a two for me. Torture cinema.
Totally. I mean, most of them have been torture cinema. So this one probably no exception.
Yeah. Bleh. Anyway, so next movie.
August 19th. We have three films coming out, and I'm actually okay with all three of them. The first is Conan the Barbarian. Okay, no, I lied. I'm not okay with Conan the Barbarian. It's about Conan the Barbarian. You don't really need any other premise than that, except for it's the guy that is, you know, Game of Thrones barbarian.
Khal Drogo!
Yeah, I totally forget the actor's name. He was on Stargate.
Jason Momoa, so, come on!
What was he on?
Stargate Atlantis.
Was it Stargate Atlantis? Yeah, okay. I don't care about him in the slightest. He's not a good actor. He's just hot. That's it. That's his sole purpose in life.
Actually, he's really good as Khal Drogo. You should watch Game... He's really good. You've watched it.
I have watched it.
He's amazing.
Okay. not exactly a stretch for him to play a big guy that grunts.
He doesn't just grunt. Like, oh my god, you never understood any of the subtleties of that film.
Whatever. There's really nothing to his character. He's good at it, but it's just
really
not
a lot. Whatever. Just Conan. Okay, so it's basically Conan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's an evil
and
bad
then
guy.
There's, you know, there's actually a pretty good cast, and it looks like a very classic Conan film. So in that,
visually, it's gorgeous.
Yes. Well, not gorgeous, but visually, it is a really well done Conan film, yeah. And it helps that Arnold Schwarzenegger is no longer in it. So that's good. So I'm gonna give it a 3.
Okay. I'm giving it a 4, but it's only because of Jason Momoa, and I would do things to Jason Momoa that would make people in my county probably want to arrest me.
Seriously, you're giving Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which actually looks good, a 3, and you're
I don't
giving
think
this,
Rise of the Planet
which doesn't
of the Apes
look good
great.
At all, a 4.
I don't think Rise of the Planet of the Apes looks that good. I just think it's going to be dumb. That's why I'm an AM maybe on Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I also can't take James Franco seriously anymore, especially since he totally botched the Academy Awards. So I'm holding it against. I have a grudge against him. And I'm sorry, with Conan, I know it's not going to be a great film. I know that. But it's going to be fun, and it's Jason Momoa without a shirt on for like 2 hours, and I'm okay with that. I would pay $7.50 to see that.
There are things that I could say right now, but it's not like I actually have a thing against that type of person.
It's very gay, I know. I'm willing to admit my 3/10.
That's your level of gay.
Oh yeah.
Jason Momoa is super hot and you want to look at him in shirtless.
I would even make out with Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he is pretty hot.
Yeah.
All right. Next we have Fright Night, which stars Anton Yelchin, Colin Farrell, and everybody's favorite David Tennant. Crowd goes wild.
Is that David Tennant in this?
David Tennant plays the vampire hunter.
I thought it was Colin Farrell.
No, Colin Farrell is playing the vampire that moves in down the street. David Tennant is playing the vampire hunter.
Oh, okay. Well, I totally... the trailer you showed me, I don't even remember David Tennant in there.
Yeah, he's like the kind of like...
Oh, well, anyway.
Stereotypical cheesy vampire hunter guy.
Right, with the basic premise being a vampire moves in next door, kid in high school, realizes he's a vampire, and like the guy's like eating his girlfriend and stuff. And it's sort of, I'm guessing it's like kind of, it's a remake and I've never seen the original. So I'm guessing it's kind of like a little bit tongue in cheek. It's kind of making fun of, but at the same time trying to be a little scary.
I don't think there's going to be much scary to it, to be honest.
Okay, so mostly tongue-in-cheek, kind of making fun of it, but... okay.
I have a feeling. I mean, who knows? I'm giving this a 4, only because of David Tennant. And I like Anton Yelchin, and I like Colin Farrell, and I enjoy tongue-in-cheek horror films,
okay.
So...
Well, I give it a 3, maybe. I mean, I just don't have a connection to it, and I guess I also just... I don't know. I don't know. Like, I just don't... I don't feel anything for it. Like, I could
see
it
I could
see and,
that. I mean, it's not... It's not a big movie. I mean, this is more like a fun horror film.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
It looks more like a Evil Dead than it does, you know, one of our later films in this list that we will get to in a minute. But
all right. Well,
whatever.
Let's go with the next one, which is Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Same date, correct?
No. Actually, I didn't give you the link. I'm sorry, but Spy Kids.
No. I don't want to talk about that one until last.
But we have to because it comes out on August 19th.
Can we talk about that one last, please?
No, we can't. We're talking about it now. God. Spy Kids.
It's got a new set of kids, so all of the old ones come back, and it's got Jessica Alba, who's basically destroyed her career by making this movie, and it's just,
it's another Spy Kids movie. But, to be honest, I've actually really enjoyed the previous 3 Spy Kids films.
I would rather kill myself than see this movie.
It could be that I have 2 children.
I would rather kill myself than let my kids watch it.
Forced to watch most of the Spy Kids films multiple times, which
I would sacrifice my children if that was my option. Sacrifice your children to Satan or make them watch Spy Kids. I would sacrifice my children.
The only thing I'll tell you, the only thing awful about this movie is the fact that it's getting produced in 4D, which means that it has smell-o-vision.
Whatever. Anyway, can we move on? What is your score?
I'm giving it a 2.5 to 3.
All right, whatever. I'll kill myself before I see that movie. Can we just get to the last one now?
Yes. On August 26th, we have the one's probably actually going to be the best film out of all the above in terms of just quality.
Okay. It's Guillermo del Toro, right?
Exactly.
So Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. It is his newest horror. It's, I think, a remake?
It is a remake, but it's hard to tell because it's Guillermo del Toro, so he's like putting his own spin on it.
Exactly. Guy Pearce, Katie Holmes, and it's about a family that moves to a creepy Victorian house, and the little girl, of course, starts hearing things. The trailer is one of the creepiest trailers I've seen in a while. And most of the trailer.
And that's why I give it the score I've given it.
Which is?
I want to know your score first.
Well, I'm giving it a 3. Only because I think it might make me pee myself.
Okay. That's why I'm giving it a 1, because the trailer scared the crap out of me. I'm not kidding. I almost wet myself, and I was in public.
I couldn't even watch the whole trailer. I had to sit there with my hands over my computer screen so that I wouldn't see what was going on.
Because
this
it's really good
is
at the suspension.
Brilliant, people. It is so good. I mean, the first, half of the trailer is just darkness.
Yep. And then, you'll get this where it's just black and there's, nothing. And you know it's coming. But it doesn't come when you think it's coming. And
no,
then it gets
it
you
doesn't.
And you're, totally, oh, it's great.
And that last little bit.
With the creepy thing in the blankets, yeah.
A pure genius. I mean, really. I have never been so truly afraid of my bed. And I honestly don't think I can sleep tonight.
Anyway, so.
That's the only reason it's getting a 3. To be honest, if I were a horror fan, this would be getting a 5++++.
I just can't do it. I don't know if I could handle it.
Exactly. I don't think I can.
Because I'd have to go by myself, and I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, definitely don't. Do not watch it by yourself.
Anyway, so we're running long. So those are the movies that have coming out. Well, if you want to let us know what you think of them, go for it. Leave us a comment on our thing letting us know what you think of the movies, what your score would be. Remember, the scale is easy. 1 is you'd rather kill yourself. 2 is it's probably torture cinema. 3 is, maybe. 4 is I'd really like to see it. And 5 is I'm going to see it and I'll be in costume on opening night.
Indeed.
So let us know what you think about these movies, what their scores are, and we'll be back next month with the next one.
Yay.
So, all right, bye.
Bye.